Highway Patrol says Interstate 10 was closed late tonight from the Pine Forest Road exit in Pensacola all the way to State Road 285 in Okaloosa County. It's about 65 miles of highway shut down. Even before that, little traffic on that road throughout today as the snowfall has been persisting for hours. Completely empty, covered in snow, and it's going to be that way. The snow affecting roadways across the region, as a matter of fact. Florida Highway Patrol is blocking off the on-ramps on Interstate 10. Of course, the highway is closed, so that's understandable, but those are usually iced over first.
Yeah, that's right. Everything's closed. You know, I just got off the phone with Greg Gordon, the PIO. He's kind of the deputy PIO for the Pensacola Police Department because Mike is out this week. And I was just asking him, you know, 3 Mile Bridge, when's that going to open? He's like, You know, when FHP decides, when FDOT decides that it's open, that's exactly what's going to happen. And, you know, it's they're looking at it now because it's a mess. I mean, it's just a mess. It's full of snow and ice and, you know, people that have, you know, I mean, they were shut down late last night. I-10 has been shut down for forever. In fact, the thing I posted up on social media was Florida currently closed. You cannot come here. You cannot get there from here and you cannot leave. So we're all snowed and iced in. That's just the way that it goes. But here's what I will tell you. And, I'll just make a confession. I don't love weather radio, breaking news radio. I feel like I repeat myself a bunch, and I'd hate to repeat myself because I feel like there's a lot of people listen to the whole show, and you got to hear me say the same thing like four times, and just it doesn't feel like great radio to me. But I know this is what I'm supposed to talk about, so that's fine. And I mean, it is the important thing. I'm telling you, I always feel a little bit embarrassed to say the same things over and over again. So that's just my own personal bent. I try not to waste your time, and I figured you give it to me, it ought to be treated with respect. Anyway, but when it comes to this particular storm, it's dangerous to be out driving. It is. Yesterday, I was predicting, not with knowledge, but just based on what I had heard, I was predicting that we'd probably get, you know, maybe 2, maybe 3 inches of snow. And as you all now know, 6, 7, 8 inches later, a massive storm in Northwest Florida. I mean, that snow was coming down early, like noon, and it didn't stop until, what, about 8? I mean, all day long, these big, puffy, dry snowflakes. You say, how can it be dry? Well, dry snow doesn't pack. Wet snow does pack. That's good and bad. The fact that it's dry means that, it's easier to deal with because it's not going to ice or condense as much. But, you know, when it melts later, maybe we'll see. The bad part about dry snow is that it blows around flurries and you can't make snowballs out of it. You can't make snowmen out of it. Those of you who have never experienced snow, and I know there's some of you, especially your kids, might have never experienced snow. I want to apologize on behalf of snow that you had to deal with that, because this is not good snow. This is, you know, when you live in the Midwest or the North or the Northeast, you know, you have different kinds of snow that you get accustomed to. And when there's a snow day and it's snow like this, you're like, oh, man, we can't do nothing with this. it's so hard to pack. It takes like 30 seconds of deliberate hard packing to make a snowball that falls apart when you throw it. Good snow for fun is like wet. It's not mushy, but it's dense and it's wet, and you basically stick your hand in the snow and come out with a snowball. And you can really have a lot of fun with that, and you can make igloos and forts and snowmen and all that. So, again, I want to apologize on behalf of, like, the world that you get this massive snowfall and you don't even have as much chance to enjoy it because it's not the right kind of snow. A couple of other things when it comes to driving. I did drive to work today. Actually, I know some of you, you're just going to lose your mind about this, but because you're supposed to stay off the roads. Like I said, I talked to Greg Gordon. He said some of the big hills are still closed, like Davis Highway, south of Langley, north of Airport, that big hill around Carpenter Creek. Same thing on 12th and 9th. Like, you get around Carpenter's Creek, it's not like the big dip in the geography. It's not safe to drive there. But the rest of the roads, the counties want you to consider them impassable. Both Santa Rosa and Escambia say consider the roads impassable. The interstates are closed anyway. Here's how I would approach it. They're right, but some of you don't have choices. Some of you have to work. I have to work, and I went home last night. You know, John, my board op, he went home, and he's stuck in Milton because he's got a sports car, and he can't drive in this stuff anyway, which is fine. I mean, we're holding down the fort, no big deal. But some of you don't have a choice. You got to go to work. So can you get to work? And the answer is you can. But if you've never driven in this stuff before, I would still recommend you stay home. If you have driven in it before, what you're going to experience is medium difficulty conditions. It's not the worst stuff I've ever driven in. It's not great. It's a little dicey because it's icy and crusty and 6 inches of snow, even on the roads, if it's 3 or 4 inches, because roads are warmer typically, is still a lot. And it's not the thing you think about. Like, just going straight is not that big of a deal. But if you've got to make a turn and you've got to cross where it wasn't plowed or it hasn't been reduced, you know, and you have a car with low clearance, you can get stuck in a snowdrift in the middle of the street because you're not paying attention. I have a Civic. I had to think about that this morning. But if you go slow, typically, I mean, you know, go half speed, go 15 or 20 miles an hour. It's going to take you a long time to get wherever you're going. And, you know, it might be a little nerve-wracking for you if you're not familiar with how to drive on this. But it's not that, you can brake. It's not ice. I mean, it's not icy, not like terrible danger ice. What'll happen is if it gets warm today and it melts and it doesn't completely dissipate in the sunlight, which is probably what's going to happen, tonight and tomorrow it might be worse. Like, tonight, you know, how everything's been closed. The schools are closed. You know, everybody's either online or totally closed, depending on what it is. That's my best guess is that's likely to be again tomorrow, because probably the roads are going to be even worse tonight and tomorrow. Because as it gets up, you know, we got 6 inches. That takes a long time to melt that much off, and it's only going to barely pop above freezing. You heard Alan Strom at the top of the hour. You know, it's barely going to get above freezing, and with the sunlight, it's not going to go away, most likely, is my guess. And then when that stuff refreezes overnight, now you got worse, because now it's going to be ice instead of just like crusty, crunchy snow. So driving tips, front-wheel drive is way better than rear-wheel drive if you have a choice in your cars. If you got to, if the car's been parked outside, run the car for a while, not just to get the engine warmed up, which is good anyway, but that'll create heat inside the car, so that it'll be easier to clean off your roof and your windshield. Do clean off your hood. It's something that people who never drive in snow don't think about, but you might think, well, I'm tired, I don't want to clean off the hood. Yeah, well, the problem with not cleaning off the hood is then you're driving and all of a sudden the snow gets in your face and you got to white out. So that's, you got to think about that. Do clean off the roof. Do clean off the windshield. Like I said, running the car for a while is your best bet. I'm sure you don't have an ice scraper. I happen to have them, but that's because we keep this kind of stuff. Something plastic, don't pour hot water on it. If you pour hot water on it, that'll just ice again, and then you're really screwed. Also, something you might not think much about if you have a physical key to your car, especially that's a challenge because the lock can ice. And then what do you do? They say, and I only say they say because it's nothing I have ever done, but the advice that is available says mix 2/3 rubbing alcohol with about 1/3 water to de-ice things. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you what other people say. I've just never done it myself, so I'm always cautious to recommend anything that I haven't personally done. It would have been better if, sorry, if you had cleaned off the car last night. Those of us who live in snow conditions most of our lives know that when the snow stops, you clean off the car because otherwise, it gets hard and crusty and icy overnight. When it was easy to do with a broom last night, it was fine. This morning, you may find it's a little bit more challenging than that. 437-1620. I am curious what you did yesterday. Did you have, did you have fun? Did you do a snowball fight? Did you go see the beach? Oh, my God, the pictures from around the area are amazing. I've shared a bunch of those on our Facebook page. I think some people got into, snowball fights. I hope that was fun. Some people tried to build snowmen. I've seen your pictures. That's good. And we have differing accounts of how much snow got out there, 6 to 9 inches, something like that. I've seen as many as 10, some people said. The consensus seems to be settling in around 7, 7.5 inches, something like that, which is historic. Never happened before. Period. In Florida, period. Some accounts say 4 inches previously has been had back in 1895 with one account. There was a snowstorm in Santa Rosa that I was reading about. I'm not sure how accurate that is, but 6 to 7 inches is definitely record shattering. Like, that is way worse than anything. But I will tell you, and this is going to make me sound, I think, a little weird to those of you who are from Florida, but you know I'm a northerner at heart and I've been here 11 years. But those of you who are from somewhere else will understand this. I had really mixed emotions last night because we went outside and we played and went outside and shoveled. I happen to have a plastic shovel, but whatever. Shoveled the driveway so that I could get out in the morning. And my reaction to the snowstorm as like a northerner was, okay, I've seen this hundreds of times. It's not excessive. It's not crazy. It's crazy for Florida, but it's not for, you know, I've been in way worse storms. It's not even a blizzard. They probably wouldn't even close school for this much snow in the north. It's just not a big deal. But they're equipped to handle it, obviously, also. And so part of me was like, this isn't all that special. I've seen this hundreds of times in my life. And then there was the other part of me that's lived in Florida for 11 years is like, oh my God, this is a once in ever. You know, people are going to be talking about this for 50 years. And they are, and rightly so, because it's so rare. But because of my own personal history, it was hard for me to really feel the giddy, if that makes sense. And so if there's anybody who felt that way, and I posted this up on Facebook and some people have said, oh God, I feel exactly the same way. You know, if you're loving it, it's your first time you've had a big snowfall, or even if it's not and you're loving it, great. Wonderful. I'm excited for you. I really am. And if you're from the Midwest and you're like, ho-hum, no big deal. Just drive straight and don't brake hard and don't get started on a hill. I get you too. You know, I'm your people. Kevin, are you wanting to say something here? Hold on. I got my boss is here. Go ahead, sir.
Feel the giddy? I kind of feel the same way too, because after you live up north for a while, it's like, it's harder. It's harder to live there.
Yeah.
But what made me feel the giddy was a picture yesterday. No kidding. It was a guy on a golf cart pulling like three or four kids at a time.
Oh, that's
on
awesome.
A surfboard.
Nice. Nice.
He had a surfboard hooked up to his golf cart and they were going down the street and there were his biggest smiles I've seen in the longest time.
That is outstanding use
that's
of equipment.
Feeling the giddy right there.
That is absolutely. I saw Alex Andrade had posted they saw a guy driving down the street with a pickup pulling somebody behind him on a rope, you know.
Oh yeah.
Snow surfing. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Right.
That's good stuff. Man, thanks for sharing that. That made my day. That's outstanding. 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I have the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
In 1984, President Ronald Reagan issued a proclamation designating this upcoming Sunday as National Sanctity of Human Life Day. President Reagan picked this Sunday because it coincides with the dreadful Supreme Court decision of 1973, Roe v. Wade. And I do rejoice that Roe was overturned on a federal level. But in many states across the country, abortion is still a major problem. Since that fateful day in 1973, more than 60 million babies have been aborted in the U.S. I urge Christians to get involved with your local pregnancy centers that are advocating for life. Consider ways to give of your time, talent, and treasure to places like Safe Harbor Medical Pregnancy Center here in Pensacola and similar places across the country. The Bible declares that people are created in the image of God. Each person is fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are his works.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
You know, I told you people something a long time ago, and it's just as pertinent today as it was then. Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and slide on the ice.
And I, Sydney Freeman, the psychiatrist from MASH, somebody has suggested that drop for me, and I looked it up. That's a good one. I had forgotten about that. Plus, when was the last time you heard that voice? 728 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and live. Yes, every day except Christmas. As long as we can get here, and we're about half staff today because everybody could not get here. But I live close, and I've driven in this stuff before. Oh, it's funny. Somebody called me a snow snob. I'm a snow snob now. That's funny. Accurate. Let's see. Traffic. Yeah, there isn't any. All the roads are closed. I mean, all the interstates are closed. The bridges are closed. 3 Mile Bridge. I think Highway 90 might be open, which the nice thing about that is it's flat. Okay, so you don't have to deal with a hill, and theoretically passable, but you know, just be careful. If you don't have to be out there, don't be out there. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. John Pickens is out today, but we got David Wayne in the newsroom. David, also from Iowa. I'm from Illinois and Chicago. And sorry, hold on. I keep forgetting I have to do something over here to make
you. What did they call you again?
A snow snob.
A snow snob. Well, if the snow boots fit, my friend.
Oh, and I am. I am actually wearing, I guess they're combat boots. I'm wearing my military boots today because you never know.
I busted out my waterproof boots.
There you
too.
Go. There you go. So today somebody says your mama wears combat boots, like back in the day that was in. So you're like, right? Yeah, because she's from the Midwest and she knows how to dress properly. Go ahead, David. Tell them the news.
Sure. A couple of our headlines. The largest police union in the U.S. says they are deeply discouraged by President Trump's pardons of January 6th rioters. The Fraternal Order of Police issuing a statement yesterday that the recent pardons allowing the people charged in relation to the January 6th riots. Their statement says that sends a dangerous message that the consequences of attacking law enforcement are not severe. The U.S.-Mexico border is now closed to migrants seeking asylum. Refugee admissions are set to be suspended, leaving little recourse for people looking to, cross the border.
Very good. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, I mean, I have the same reaction to the January 6th pardons. There are some of them I'm perfectly fine with being pardoned, and there are some of them that definitely, absolutely should not be pardoned. There's a whole range. Even that's what J.D. Vance had said before. It's concerning. If they were on a case-by-case basis, genuinely, that would be fine, but to kind of clean sweep almost all of them, that's not great.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Massive investment in infrastructure, as much as $500 billion, the deal announced by President Trump during his first full day in the Oval Office.
You had the SoftBank, OpenAI, and Oracle leaders there announcing that they'll work together on this project called Stargate. It is aimed at building data centers in the U.S. that will be focused on AI.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich of the White House, a winter wonderland for some, but tragedy for others.
Five of the people who died in the storm that slammed the Deep South were killed in a crash on icy roads about 90 miles southwest of San Antonio, Texas, while a woman died in a crash on snow-covered roads in Ozark, Alabama.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, a total of 10 people dying in the record-setting winter storm. At least 28 people dying in the wildfires in Southern California, but crews are making progress in containing the blaze in Riverside County. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Sunny right now. We've got a very cold start to our snowy morning, 16 degrees here in Pensacola. Well, the snowfall was historic here in Pensacola yesterday. We did break that record set back in 1895, the old record, 3 inches of snow, and reports varying anywhere from 5 inches all the way up to almost 10 inches of snow here across Northwest Florida and Southwest Alabama. So the official number in Pensacola, 7.6 inches. In Milton, 8.8 inches. Gulf Breeze, 8 inches. Cantonment, 6. Orange Beach, 6.5. There were some reports of power outages yesterday as that storm was moving through the area. At one point, more than 1,000 outages were reported. Checking this morning, though, seeing just about 100 across both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. FPL did say yesterday they had extra crews and trucks on call to keep the power turned on. A man is dead after a self-inflicted gunshot wound after he reportedly shot and injured a woman in Escambia County.
We had a dude that ended up shooting his
Kingfisher Court. Is that where this was? Right. Okay.
She's going to survive, fortunately. Then he took his own life.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there. He says deputies were called to that scene where they found the woman with non-life-threatening injuries and a man in a separate room with critical injuries. The man died. The woman is expected to recover. In Santa Rosa County, a man is wanted on a murder charge. Deputies say they're looking for 31-year-old Toby James White. He's wanted for a homicide that happened on Old Oak Road last week. White's last known address was on Old Oak Road in Milton. Officials say he's wanted on a second-degree homicide charge. Pensacola police saying, if you can, just stay home today. But if you do have to go out,
if you have to, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, you give yourself some time, you know, the distance between the vehicle in front of you, you know, just, know your brakes, know your vehicle, and, you know, and just be very cautious out there if you have to be out in this weather.
That is PPD Officer Greg Gordon. He does say that they've got extra officers on duty right now, so you may see them out and parked in visible locations. Well, if you're going to be out and about today, be extra careful. Conditions are very slick and icy this morning. I-10 is closed. 110 is closed. FHP did have the on-ramps blocked off. That's expected to be closed throughout the day, possibly. Bridges are also closed today and should all be considered icy. So that is the traffic on the fives report. 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our weather forecast with Alan Strum.
Good morning to you. This winter wonderland does continue. Freezing cold weather to kick things off, and high temps today only in the mid-30s. So we've got a little stretch this afternoon where we'll have above freezing temperatures, but most of the day we're going to be freezing cold, so the snow's not going anywhere anytime soon. The sunshine will be out all day long, though, and then overnight, again, lows way down there in the low 20s. It'll be freezing cold for the next several nights to come. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your First Warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 17 degrees right now in Pensacola. It's 18 in Milton, 18 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas, and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months. Or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months. Or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rates for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance.
Oh, man. That's taking me back a couple of years. Although, I will say this. At our annual Christmas party that we have for Cat Country and News Radio and ESPN and Playlist, Brent Lane, my dear friend who I love so much and, you know, who recently had a bit of a mishap when he was skiing out in Colorado. Or I guess it was Tahoe. Anyway, this is his song. That's his jam. He lip syncs that song every single time. And my wife also knows that song by heart. So thank you, Vanilla Ice, for being a Florida boy talking. Which is always kind of weird. 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, the mayor is normally on with us at this time, but he is getting ready to do a Fox and Friends hit because, you know, it's a historic note. So he will be on with us at about 8:10 this morning. A little bit of a delay, and we'll get all kinds of updates from him from overnight. Oh, somebody texted me a question that I feel 90% comfortable answering because I am, from the South now, but not historically. Asked the question, how long do you need to leave the faucet dripping inside and out? And my answer was until it's, basically whenever it's below freezing, that's the issue. If it gets above freezing, you don't have to. And the drip doesn't need to be much. I mean, drip, drip, drip. It doesn't need to be running, really. Just enough to keep the water flowing is really the key. You've got to alleviate the pressure enough to make sure that it doesn't freeze. That's basically the issue. 437-1620. The governor yesterday did a press conference kind of before the event. I don't think he's done one since the event. If he has, I've missed it. But I was kind of surprised he didn't do one more sort of, afterwards. But he wanted to give people information. He's there with Kevin Guthrie, the Director of Emergency Management.
Now, our guys for FDOT are going to focus on the state bridges and state roads and the two major interstate thoroughfares. But be very cautious when you're going on some of these local roads because you don't know if they may not have been treated at all. They may not have done any plowing. They may not have done any salting. And yes, it's not... it's not like they should be stocking up on. I mean, you know, your municipality or a county, you have limited budgets. You got to make decisions. For them to be stockpiling snow plows for a once in a decade type thing, you know, that's not the smartest thing to do. So it's not a failing at all on there. But it just may be the case that over the next 24 hours, that some of those roads, you know, may continue to have accumulation in excess of what some of the state is.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, you know, what, we should have 100 snow plows for what? For when this happens again in 100 years? I mean, you know, it's we've added stuff since 2014. The state has, the local has, and in this case, I thought a really smart decision, the way I understand it, and we'll talk to DC about this in about 30 minutes, is we just basically called some friends in Georgia and said, hey, can we borrow your snowplows? And they sent them. So we borrowed 5 snowplows, you know, from Georgia. Perfect. By the way, weirdest picture I saw yesterday was a snowplow driving on right around Palafox, right by the courthouse, by the old courthouse, the Artel Gallery. Like, well, you don't see that every day. That was kind of interesting. But yeah, you don't have to, you know, prepare for this kind of stuff. It would be a waste of money to have 100 snowplows in Florida because we never get this. Well, not never, almost never. Once in, what was it, 1895 was the last time we had this. We've never had this much snow. But, you know, once every 20 years, something like that, you get a snowfall like this. And, you know, it's just pretty rare. And we just shut down. It's no big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, but everybody shuts down. You stay home. Oh, somebody asked me, why is this fool? Because I shot a video of me driving into work today going 17 miles an hour in Burgess. And somebody's like, this fool's driving 17 miles an hour in Burgess. What's so important? You can't stay home one more day. Well, the obligation to be on the radio. Sorry. I have a job. I would definitely stay home if I didn't have to be out. That's good advice, to stay home if you don't have to. Interesting question came up in the press conference, though. It was about whether Kevin Guthrie is about to get tapped by President Trump to lead FEMA.
For Kevin Guthrie, actually, have you spoken to President Trump or his team about leading FEMA?
Well, I mean, look, if you're going to do, you know, FEMA needs a lot of work. But if you're talking about emergency response, where would you go? You would come here to Kevin because, I mean, he's done it better than anyone. And so I don't know what they're going to do. But clearly, we have a body of work here where major, major debilitating disasters are handled in ways that a lot of people didn't think were possible. Now, even 10 years ago, and compare us with some other states on how some of this is done.
Which that's exactly right. We do it so well here that they're likely to learn from us. And if you were going to go somewhere to get, you know, if you were looking around, hey, who handles emergencies well? Florida.
So Kevin has done very well on that. And, you know, I'm sure they'll make a decision shortly, but I don't think you could ask for anyone better. Now, I told them, I was like, I don't really want to lose you, but I want people to go on to do bigger and better things. And so that's totally, totally good. And I'm very supportive of that. But just understand, if you get there, you know, we are going to be hectoring you for change. We do not want to run the same playbook we've been running. Block grant us money. Let us run with it. And I don't think anyone would appreciate that approach more than Kevin, because he's been here at the state level managing this stuff.
You know, it's kind of the idea that the conservatives had for a long time, which is, instead of having a Department of Education, you know, take the money that you would fund the Department of Education with, fire all those people, and just send us block grants and let us distribute the money to the states. We know how to handle it. You know, let us handle health care in our state. Let us handle, in this case, emergency management in our state. Just, you know, send us the money and we'll take care of it. We know the state better. You know, that's the way to handle this, instead of you having to run it from, you know, your location. We're a big enough state that we can do it. Now, if, you know, some smaller state, lower population needs that kind of help, that's fine. But, you know, we know how to do that. Oh, he did. He also got asked, I thought this was kind of funny. You know, in a press conference, I always have a chance to ask all kinds of questions. And they were talking about the immigration stuff, which he's called the special session for to start next week. I don't know if that's going to happen on time with, well, I guess the snow is more for this week. I don't, it probably won't be in place next week. Anyway, it's going to have a special session on immigration and other things. And the leadership in the House and the Senate, they were not happy this got called. They were, felt like they could wait till March. They felt, some of them felt kind of like the Nikki Fried, that this was a political stunt. I felt that way too. I still think it justifies it for that issue, but, you know, I get where they're coming from. So they've kind of made it seem like maybe they would just not pass anything, or, you know, gavel in, gavel out, like, okay, we did special session, haha. So he got asked about that question.
Back, if they just did that special session snub where they gaveled in, gaveled out, didn't do anything?
I think you can view me as like a dog that's got you on the ankle on immigration. I am not just going to let go. We are going to get this done. And look, if they want to go on the record and actually vote down good proposals and then be held accountable by their constituents, that's one thing. But we are not just going to sit idly by. We are going to use every tool at the disposal to be able to get the job done.
Yeah, which isn't it's been consistent with his entire approach during his tenure as the governor. 437-1620, if you got questions for me. People are asking me about, you know, specific roadways. One person asked, is Avalon and Garcon Point Road open? Yes, appears to be, but boy, that hill on Garcon Point, I don't know that I would love to do that. And it's going to take you a long time. Go slow, be careful. Remember the recommendation from Santa Rosa County is treat all roads as impassable. They want you to stay home because they don't want to have to send out the first responders to get you. And there are, you know, some crashes around the area. There's a couple crashes up on 29. I guess I'll do traffic on the fives. John's not here. I'm kind of remembering to do all the different duties that he does. But, you know, up in Cantonment, there's a couple of crashes on 29. There appears to be one roadway blocked on Mobile Highway. Let's see, where is this? This is just north of Michigan, or that's actually off Mobile Highway. Sorry, that's in the interior streets. There seems to be a wreck on New Warrington, right by Navy Boulevard, just north of that. So that's kind of blocked. But, I mean, you shouldn't be out driving if you don't have to be. But I know some of you have to be, so I get it. I mean, the base has been closed down except for essential personnel. Ascension canceled their regular appointments for doctor's offices and things like that. So the whole world is shut down. Just a very small number of people, cops, firefighters, jail employees, you know, I have to be here. That's just kind of, you know, that's the way it works in an emergency. 747 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling your home, Christina Leavenworth is a fantastic resource. She and her folks at Leavenrinke Realty will take care of you, answer your questions, help you ask better questions. They sold 175 homes in 2023, 165 homes in 2024, and that's in a market that's been challenging. You know, they were well over 200 homes a year in the market when it was easy. So, you know, down from that, but that's just because that's the way the market is working. But still, 3.5 homes every single week, every single week, every single week. They know what they're doing. They know how to get you through the problems. They know how to get you through to closing. They know what's appropriate. You know, one of the things that comes from selling a lot of homes is you really get a better sense of what's normal, what's the range. You know, it's like anything else. You do it once or twice, you know something. But if you do it, you know, multiple times every single week, you really know better what's going on, and you're better able to guide people in making smart decisions about how to list and how to stage and, you know, when to do your open house and what price to set, just all the stuff. They know how to do it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. It's 749 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call 934-2768.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The cost of healthcare is in the news. Tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We all want to change Washington, but changing Washington starts right here in Northwest Florida. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. With a background in finance, I have a plan that will deliver President Trump his $2 trillion budget reduction target. It includes eliminating the useless climate spending, which costs taxpayers billions while strengthening our enemies. Truth is, the climate agenda is not about saving the planet. It's a global movement bent on fundamental change, control, and massive wealth redistribution. It's an attack on our sovereignty, our economy, and it's a threat to our national security. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and an Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one has more military experience in this race than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merck, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merck for Congress.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is a new non-caloric silicon-based kitchen lubricant my company's been working on. It creates a surface 500 times more slippery than any cooking oil. We're really going to fly down the hill with this stuff.
Has anyone ever used it on a sled?
Not that I know of, Russ.
I can't stop thinking about the sand in my feet. I got a heartache cause cold ain't for me. I wish my worries were washing to the sea. Cause it's far too cold, darling, cold ain't for me.
That is just one of my very favorite songs. It's the kind of song where when I saw the artist is Oceans, and when I found this song, I don't even remember where I stumbled across it. I was like, oh, that's like such a great song. Just love the sound of it, in addition to it being, you know, kind of about beach areas in the South and snow's not for me. Relevant for today. And then I went and looked and like, what other stuff does he have? Don't like any of it. I love finding music that I enjoy. And then I get really excited about, oh, I'm going to find albums and this is going to be great. And then like nothing else sounds that way. And I think, well, one's good. One really, really good song. I will take it. All right, 7:53 here on News Radio 92.3. The airport is operating, but, you know, and I know you get a lot of this. I mean, you're going to get it on your phone or you're going to get it online, but just kind of be aware of how things are working today. You've got a couple of flights that are coming in from Charlotte and Orlando that were due in at 9 or 8:30, and they're delayed until like noon. So to give you a sense, you got about 10 flights that are totally canceled. And from Chicago, they're going to be on time because, you know, Chicago. When it comes to departures, same basic picture. I mean, you've got a couple of flights that are like 9:20 Houston and Orlando that are delayed until noon after. And then everything else has been canceled today, except for the return flight to Chicago O'Hare. So we're running one route on time and a couple of routes on delay today, which is about what you would expect. Okay, it's a mess out there. Same thing on the roads, you know, the highways. It's so interesting looking at the Florida511.com, which is FDOT site, and or FHP. I don't know, kind of they both work together. And looking at the pictures of all of the interstates, you know, I-10 at Pensacola Boulevard, I-10 at 9th Avenue, the Welcome Center, Pine Forest, I-110, and it's just snow. It's just snow everywhere. There's no cars. There's no car because you're not supposed to drive. I mean, and the, you know, got a lot of these on ramps and off ramps are totally closed off. You know, I-110 is closed. You know, even the 3 mile bridge is closed. Waiting to see, you know, when they think that might be safe for you to drive on it. Because look, the bridges are worse than regular roads, and the roads themselves are really bad. And as I've been saying all day, if you have had experience driving in snow and ice, this is not the worst thing you've ever experienced. I've driven in worse conditions than this, but I tell you, it's not pleasant. And this is pretty dicey. And, you know, I remember the ice storm of 2014. And the advice then was stay off the roads. And then I went out, you know, kind of after work, not really looking around too much, but looking around a little bit. And I kind of thought, oh, how bad is it out here? Well, you know, it was pretty bad. It was definitely icy and not good. I don't remember well enough to say that this is better than it because it's more snow and not ice. But it's crusty and crunchy and difficult, and if you don't have to be on it, I would definitely not recommend it. The thing about driving in these kind of conditions is, as long as you're going slow, you're probably going to be okay. And as long as you're not dealing with big hills, you're probably going to be okay. You know, so I'm worried about some of the hill areas, and some of them are shut down, like, you know, day between Langley and Airport, or was on 12th Avenue and 9th Avenue, you know, by the creek. You can't drive in those areas. But some of the ones more like getting down towards Scenic, you know, some of the approaches to Scenic have hills on them. Again, if you go slow, you're going to be fine. I came across Burgess this morning. And Burgess, when it gets by Carpenter's Creek, there's a hill there. And I literally thought, well, this is where we're going to find out. And it's fine. Just go slow. Go in a straight line. Don't freak out. Don't overreact. And preferably use front-wheel drive. Let's see. A quick traffic report. Well, you've got it. All the roads are closed. I mean, the interstates and the highways are all closed. But everything else is difficult. Don't drive if you don't have to, but if you do have to, just go very, very slowly. That's the advice. Executive Landscaping brings you this report. Call us today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs at Executive Landscaping. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Oh, sorry. I keep forgetting. There we go.
A hearing is scheduled tomorrow for the murder trial of the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students. Attorneys for Brian Koberger want the judge to unseal records that show how detectives matched his DNA to the crime scene. They want that evidence thrown out. Two Americans that were being held in Afghanistan are now free as part of a prisoner swap accomplished just before the inauguration.
The two Americans exchanged in the deal were Ryan Corbett and William McKenty. In return, the U.S. released Khan Mohammed. He's been described as a key funder of the Taliban.
Corbett and McKenty were handed back over to the U.S. early yesterday. That exchange was completed just after President Trump took office. And the Baseball Hall of Fame electing its first Japanese baseball player, Ichiro Suzuki, joining
Ichiro.
The Ichiro?
Ichiro.
You see, I see names like that, and I just don't know.
Yeah, no, but that one, this is a no-doubter. In fact, the only thing that's annoying about his election to the Hall of Fame is it wasn't unanimous. The only one who's ever been unanimous, I think, is Mariano Rivera. And then Jeter got one vote, right, not for him. And then Ichiro got one vote, not for him. That's stupid. He should have been a unanimous electee. Now, Sabathia and, you know, Wagner. I wouldn't have put Wagner in the Hall of Fame, but Sabathia, easy, of course. Yeah, for sure. Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you, David.
No, that's okay. That was really the last story I had.
Okay, yeah, and actually some of the other names on that list are kind of interesting for who didn't make it and who's maybe, you know, in the future going to get it or not. I, you know, every year kind of pay attention to this. You know, Sabathia got in good. Wagner, it was his last chance. Billy Wagner was his last chance to get in. He got 82.5%, 325 votes out of 394 is the unanimous vote. But the ones that are kind of coming up that are interesting in this regard is Carlos Beltran. He fell short 70%, which is up from last year. Last year was his first appearance. Andrew Jones, 66%, up from last year. And Jones has two more chances on the ballot. Chase Utley was sixth in line with 39%, 157 votes, and he's gone up a little bit every year. A-Rod, Manny Ramirez, they've lagged because, you know, suspension for performance-enhancing drugs have dogged them. I think those folks belong in the Hall of Fame, but, of course, time will tell whether they come around on that.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.